Investigators at the FBI, U.S. Customs, and the Postal Service say one of the fastest-growing crimes they face is child pornography passed out over computer networks. They say advances in technology are making it easier than ever to create and circulate sexually explicit material. At the end of September, Congress gave prosecutors a new tool to pursue people involved with computer pornography. But civil libertarians are concerned that the law infringes on protected speech. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
It's a modest setting for the nerve center of a major FBI operation, a tiny room in a Maryland office park crammed with half a dozen computers glowing in the dim light.
Basically, what I've done is I've gone into this room and I've just been sitting there waiting for people to talk to me and to send me email of pictures.
Jay Lyon is a Montgomery County detective assigned to the FBI's Innocent Images Task Force, which is investigating child pornography on the computer. For the past hour, he's been waiting in a so-called chat room on the computer service America Online. In that time, he's received dozens of messages and about 100 pictures, all unsolicited. Several of them show girls who look to be 12 or 14 years old in sexual acts with adult men. The reason he's receiving all this email traffic, Lyon says, is that he's logged on as a teenage girl.
Females tend to get a lot of attention online, which is what's been happening today. I've been approached by numerous individuals online looking for pictures or looking for sex, basically.
With a few clicks of the mouse, a computer-savvy child can go from the Disney page to a chat room where he or she can see pornography and be approached by a stranger. Sarah Fitzgerald, a spokesperson for the Interactive Services Association, says the huge growth of the Internet has created some risk.
As you're getting online cities that are in the size of millions, it's like a traditional city, and unfortunately there's going to be bad elements in it. The online services themselves are very concerned about maintaining a safe environment, because if people encounter bad things every time they go online, they'll stop using online services.
America Online and others have software that lets a parent restrict where a child can wander. Some have employees monitoring different areas to make sure they're safe for kids. But AOL admits the protections aren't airtight. Now, the apparent surge in computer pornography sneaked up on prosecutors, according to Robert Flores, a Justice Department attorney who works on child exploitation cases. Only 6 years ago, he says, the government thought it had the problem under control, after it brought a series of high-profile cases targeting distributors of child pornography. By the early 1990s, Flores says, the trade in sexually explicit magazines and videos had been driven underground. But now, he says, with only a scanner, a computer, and a modem, distributors can send pictures over the Internet in seconds.
So that now, instead of an edition being limited to 1,000 magazines, you had virtually an unlimited supply because people could get access to those pictures and print them out.
The Justice Department estimates that 70% of child pornography is transmitted through computer networks. The U.S. Customs Service reports a similar trend, and investigators say they are overwhelmed by the flood of material. There have been no conclusive studies showing the computer has triggered a new wave of child pornography, criminologists say. Still, anecdotal evidence has convinced law enforcement officials that the problem is not only growing, but it poses a physical danger to children. As evidence, they point to the disappearance of George Stanley Burdinsky 3 years ago. Police suspected that the 10-year-old, who has never been found, had befriended a pedophile. FBI agent Kevin Stafford says when police searched the home of one of the suspects, they found he was running a pedophilia bulletin board service.
And in looking into it, we found that they had been talking with a number of other individuals, trading child pornography, contacting children online. So the obvious issue was is just how prevalent that kind of criminal conduct was.
After calling the other FBI field divisions, Stafford found they had all received complaints from parents about strangers contacting their children. So in 1993, the FBI launched its first undercover investigation of child pornography online. So far, the Innocent Images operation has led to more than 50 convictions. There are 250 open investigations. Special Agent John Liddy peers into his computer screen, scanning a list of files and occasionally opening one of the X-rated movies.
And what they are moving pictures, like watching a pornographic video only on your computer.
Most are pornography involving adults, legal, in full color, and with sound that's a little too racy for radio. Then Liddy, who's assigned to the FBI task force, comes to a 30-second clip of two boys engaging in sex. Liddy figures they're no older than 12.
If we feel that we could get a pediatrician to testify that, yes, in fact, they were definitely under the age of 18, then we would be willing to present this case to the U.S. Attorney's Office for prosecution.
As cases like this land in the hands of prosecutors, many contend they don't have the legal tools to fight this kind of child pornography, so Congress gave them a new one. The Child Pornography Prevention Act redefines child pornography as a visual depiction that is or appears to be a minor engaging in sexually explicit conduct. That language is critical, says Lynn Battaglia, the U.S. attorney in Maryland, because laws that regulate physical magazines or videotapes don't work as well in cyberspace. She says under the old law, the government had to prove that the person in the picture or video was a real child. But now computer technology is so advanced, Battaglia says, that someone can create a composite, the eyes of one girl, the mouth of another, a so-called virtual child.
The U.S. attorneys throughout the United States were finding that defense attorneys were coming into court saying, this is not a depiction of a child because it's a depiction of a lot of different parts of children put together. And it may sound like that's a technicality, but basically oftentimes technicalities defeat prosecutions.
But many legal scholars say the law is plainly unconstitutional. The reason, says Eric Friedman, a computer law expert at Hofstra University Law School, is that the law prohibits showing any actor or model who appears to be under 18 years old in a sexually explicit act, even if she's, say, 21. Friedman says that's a sweeping new definition of child pornography.
That would probably cover angels cuddling in the corners of Rubens' paintings, never mind Romeo and Juliet or Lolita or Blue Lagoon. Perfectly mainstream productions in which there appear to be minors engaged in sexually explicit activity.
Prosecutors say they have no intention of targeting legitimate art, but some lawyers caution against drawing strict lines around computer speech just because it poses a threat to children. Thomas Bell, a law professor who teaches about cybercrime at the University of Dayton, says the computer is only the latest technological advance that allowed adults to exploit children.
So has the telephone. So has the printing press. Technology is a powerful thing. It allows us to do wonderful things. It allows bad people to do bad things. So that bad things happen on the Internet is hardly a justified reason to enact censorship or to unduly increase prosecutorial powers of police.
Civil libertarians are already preparing to challenge the new pornography law. I'm Barbara Bradley in Washington.